Good morning. I'm Caleb Jordan with WKGC, and the Visual Performing Arts Division of Gulf Coast State College presents Quarantine, a group exhibit that records in response to the world of COVID-19. The works in Quarantine offer a time capsule of the events of the past 6 months. Each artist provides a record of his or her experience with the pandemic, from personal isolation to questions of mortality to national unrest and everything in between. Together, they reflect what we have all felt, thought, and experienced during this moment in time. With me on the line is Mr. Gary Chapman. He has three pieces in this exhibit. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So, Gary, give me a little introduction to who you are.
Okay. My name's Gary Chapman. I'm a professor at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. I've been here for 30 years. I'm originally from Ohio. I did my undergraduate work at Berea College in Kentucky and my graduate degree at Cranbrook in Michigan.
How did you wind up in Alabama?
Solely for the job at UAB. I went to the College Art Association Conference in New York, interviewed for the job, was identified as one of the top three candidates, and they flew me in, and I was offered the position back in 1990.
So you've been there from 1990 to now. So you really have a feel for that community over time, right?
I think so. I think I've shown my work all over the Southeast region, so I feel like it's my second home.
That's so great.
Or
now,
my new home.
Tell me a little bit about your situation.
UAB is a Research One, or what used to be called a Carnegie One research institution, which means the faculty's research, what they're doing in their field, is critical. And so what that means is they also supply me with a beautiful studio. I have about a 1,600 square foot warehouse that is my studio right on the edge of campus. And so I've been a very prolific painter. I'm normally known as a figurative painter, large-scale figurative painter. So the work I submitted for the COVID show is really quite different than what I normally do.
So describe to me a little bit about the works that you did submit to the Quarantine show.
Sure. In my statement, I mentioned that I'm a bit of an obsessive compulsive, which is probably why I ended up becoming an artist. COVID hit, and it hit me pretty hard. I had this beautiful studio, but it was sort of difficult to find the motivation, which is very unusual for me because I'm actually a very prolific artist. And I had been doing over the years a series of night drawings. I would do them at my home in my loft with my family. It was just a way that I could keep my hand going, even at night when I'm there with my family, just sort of obsessive compulsive drawing. Well, that segued into the COVID drawings because, as I said, I was having a hard time with COVID. I literally had days where I just felt incapacitated. And so I started to turn these nocturne drawings into COVID drawings, and I ended up doing six of those, three of which are in the show.
And so they are large.
They're pen and ink on paper. Mm. Yeah, they're about 2.5 feet across by 1.5 feet high. So standard good drawing paper, and they're just pen and ink. And one of the images was actually used for the poster.
Yes, number 16 has the. Right. Excuse me, number 17 has the masks. One is a sort of a gas mask. One is a respirator.
Right.
And one of the common themes that I saw throughout all three pieces is sort of a spherical cellular theme to fill the white space.
Yeah, and that's sort of the obsessive compulsiveness because it's just thousands and thousands of tiny little marks, and each one is different, representing all the different kinds of bacteria and virus and and not just that, but symbolically all the negative all the negativity that seems to be floating in the air the last couple of years for various reasons, not just COVID.
Totally. Looking at number 13, it almost feels like exactly that. It's a micro world, but there are almost flames coming up from the bottom of the page that just exudes malice in a way.
Yeah, for me, those little flames are actually like spears or forks or something stuck up in the air, trying to, like, our sort of feeble defense. And all this stuff is sort of raining down on us, dripping down on us. And we've sort of put up these totems in an effort to stay safe.
And looking at it, you try to understand, one, what am I seeing? And two, what is the intention? And that totally conveys
cool.
the sort of vibe across all three pieces. And reading your statement, you sort of see that mindset, sort of where you were when you were illustrating these pieces.
Yeah, and it's very different work than my painting. My painting is, for the most part, really thought out and planned and executed. And these, I just allowed them to evolve. I just would start drawing a sphere, and then I would start filling it in, and then things would happen. And I just kind of let them evolve that way.
Now, one quick question for you. You had said you are a prolific painter. In art terms, what does that mean?
I've had over 80 solo exhibitions in my lifetime. I can't tell you how many juried and annual or group shows I've been in, but I've been very active on the scene. I've been very fortunate. 13 of my paintings have been purchased from museums in the Southeast. So I've been pretty active in the Southeast region showing my work.
Gotcha. So you are not only a true professional in your craft, but you're also known throughout the area. Which is super cool.
Maybe. maybe a little.
In certain circles.
For people who know art, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, one question sort of to wrap this out is, how do you think the experiences of the last 6 months and the work on these pieces specifically, do you think they will or won't impact your future work?
Well, I'm already starting a new series that is kind of, here's how I would put it. The night drawings, the COVID drawings, were sort of immediate response. And like my paintings, which are much more contemplative and I feel like they're deeper, they tend to be much longer in progress. And so this new series I'm about to start is more like my traditional work, and is certainly influenced by COVID and quite a few other social situations we find ourselves in. So I feel like it's baked long enough that I'm now ready to tackle a larger project.
Well, I certainly wish you luck on that. This has been Mr. Gary Chapman. His art, Nocturnes, COVID-19, is featured in the quarantine exhibit here at the Panama City campus of Gulf Coast State College. That is open now through November 6th in the Amelia Center Gallery. Hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Friday, 10 to 4, and admission is free. Gary, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.